You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I'm Steve Dotto and we are ever so glad you are joining us today, because what is today, Art Factora?
It's App Wednesday!
It is App Wednesday, but what beyond that is today? It's the first day of spring. But beyond that, it's Bobby Orr's birthday. But beyond that?
6 months till my birthday?
No. It's our 100th episode.
Oh, I was going to say it's Macaron Day, too.
Macaron Day?
Yes.
Macaroon?
What is that? Not macaroon. Macaron.
What is Macaron Day?
They kind of look like Oreos, only they're fancier and French. Imagine a fancy French puppy.
It's our 100th episode.
Yes,
and
it
we're
is.
Very proud of the fact that we've been on the air and lasted for 100 episodes. And now, if you're interested in producing DottoTech for the next 100 episodes, you can send your applications to Steve.
Ouch.
But it is App Wednesday, and we have a stellar all-star cast today.
Yeah.
Or App Wednesday. Well, it's pretty much the same cast. But it's all-star because Rebecca Woolwood's here.
Well, just because, Nick Lidstrom and Gretzky and Lemieux went to the all-star game every year, does that make it a less all-starry game?
Are you comparing any of our people to them?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good for you. But we have Miss 604, who also Mrs. 604 goes to. Does
yes.
anybody do that? Do you ever do anything with the Mrs. 604?
Mrs. 604? No. And I'm not doing anything about baby 604 either. I have that too. But
you've got baby 604?
Yeah, and family 604. And I just squat on these domains.
You had a spree one night.
I have 3604.
I got to ask you, did you jump on the new exchange? Because BC gets a new exchange.
Yeah, it's like 346 or 642.
Did you grab it?
Oh, yeah, I have it. Miss and then that, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
And Miss 250?
I've got that, yeah.
It's a good collection.
Yeah. I have the GoDaddy app, and so I just one night, go through
it,
start buying things up.
Did you at least choose that when they were giving you the 30% discount? Because sometimes it can get expensive buying those. And they give you those 30% discounts. Usually it comes with a bikini-clad woman in the ad.
I didn't get a bikini-clad woman, no.
Isn't that interesting?
Demand your money back.
Yes. They do a fair bit of that. We also have Dave Hathaway in Kite Monkey.
You bumped me out of my favorite chair.
Well, I walk into the studio and Hathaway, who one time gets to sit in the chair. It's like your dog. You let him up on the bed once, you can't get him off.
That's
again.
Pretty much exactly what it is. I just walked in and was like, hey, there's nobody here. I think I'm going to take this seat this
you
time.
Take the, well, there is a reason that this chair is the chair. And it's not because of any position of power, but so I can see Art so he can count me out of stuff. And
actually, the chair that I'm in is actually more comfortable than your chair. So.
They're the same. The chairs are all the same. Yours this one might just be worn down by my butt. John Beeler is also with us. John, you've been on the road a fair bit since we last spoke. You were at South by Southwest. And Rebecca, you went as well.
Yeah.
And then you were at Comic-Con.
Emerald City Comic-Con.
Emerald City Comic-Con.
Seattle. Yes.
And yes, Dave, you did go to Kite Fest somewhere down in Los Angeles where you were.
That's right. I went to Kite Party.
Kite Party, okay. Yeah. I've been to Prince London. George.
Prince George.
Fabulous downtown Delta.
In Prince George. I spoke in Prince George.
We had an email exchange in the office about Prince George today.
Yeah.
Someone had someone monitors the ScanBC Twitter feed, and some cyclist had hit a pole. So the next thing is a Google Map image comes out, and there's nobody on the streets in Prince George at all. And we're like, how did this guy ever hit a pole?
Because the streets were probably icy. The snow was, as we're driving into Prince George just a week ago, like last Friday, the snow is still like above the top of the car in the areas where the snow, where it's not protected from the snow. It was deep and frozen, and it was cold.
Yeah.
Kind of like today here in Vancouver. It was... Anyways, it's our 100th episode, and that means it's App Wednesday. So, as is our tradition, we are going to be talking about great apps. And John Beeler is the defending champion with his app last month of the vibrating iPhone app where it turned 360 degrees, which was wild.
That sounds really dirty the way you described it, though.
But the people for that, the nice thing is we're starting to catch the attention of the people who manufacture these apps, and they're like, oh, we're the champion, all this sort of stuff. So yes. they were retweeting this stuff. I don't know if it made any difference in their sales. Do they sell? Was it a free app? Or is it
no, it was a couple dollars.
Oh, so yeah, maybe you can get a bit of a commission on it. And Is there no? We should just jump into it because there's the only news is there is no real news in the high tech world. I'm just trying to think.
Don't you want to tell anybody how well your productivity event went last week?
Oh, it was good. Yeah, because last week on Wednesday we were talking about our first of the big workshops, and we delivered it, and all the attendees thought it was exceptional. I sent out a questionnaire, and they've all said that they would highly recommend it to others, which is about as much as you can ask.
Absolutely.
As far as that goes. It was a busy week.
Well, how was the lunch, though?
The food was good. It ended up being more expensive. Once you start paying for that and you see all the bills coming in, you realize that those lunches at those hotels are more expensive than you think. So they charge you a forced gratuity. This I don't get. I'm sure that there's somebody out there that
will. Was it a table of six or more?
No. This was a buffet lunch for a conference. So they laid out the food, yeah. And we went through like a swarm of locusts eating the food, and there's a 15 or 16% forced gratuity on the price of the food. And, I can understand, I'm not against tipping, I'm not sure that it's at an event where the serving staff is not really recommending food and wine pairings and stuff like that. The staff was good and attentive, yeah. But they were also paid a salary. So anyways, I'm sure that I'm going to have people flaming us right now, and there's probably, the Twitter lines are probably, Dotto, so cheap.
The Twitterverse has gone aflame.
The Twitterverse has gone aflame. Some of those costs did surprise me, but the event itself was awesome. It was all of my guest speakers did an exceptional job. They educated people, and in the world of productivity, I think it was kind of like Woodstock.
Wow,
very similar but smaller.
Was there any brown acid?
No, but it was mind blowing.
Okay,
in a lot of different Fair ways. Enough. Yes.
Did
yes.
you play the Star Spangled Banner on a Fender Strat?
Did you light anything on fire on stage?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad. Yes. I'm disappointed I missed it.
Your iPad?
Yes, and it didn't catch fire. I tried, and iPads don't burn easily. Okay, we're really off topic. Let's talk about apps. Let's get into apps. And is anybody pretty sure that they want to lead off? Because the first app is always kind of a lost leader.
Oh, I've got one, but it might actually be the app winner for today.
Whoa!
Not slam it down.
Not getting too cocky. But
well, there is a caveat, though. It is an Android app.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was just announced today, and Google announced Keep, which is basically Google's cloud-based Evernote competitor.
What's it called?
Keep.
Keep.
It's a notes to-do list app, and you can go to google.com/keep, I think, or if you have the Play Store, you can just look for Keep on there. And
is it Android only?
Right now. It's just...
Okay. Or is it... Okay.
You can go to it on your computer. I think you can probably go to it on your iPhone too. I haven't tried yet, but there is a dedicated app for Android right now. But I would imagine that if they were smart, they were going to come out with an iOS version of it soon. And it's very similar to Evernote. You create notes. You take pictures. You can take pictures of stuff, and it'll transcribe things. You can squiggle, and it'll do all the same kind of things that Evernote does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's free. It's cloud based. It's tied to your Google account.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of neat.
I started, I don't know if I mentioned, yeah, I did mention it last week. I'm 2 weeks now into, I can see, oh, there it is. I'm 2 weeks into an experiment of using Gmail as my main email client. And so basically living in the Google world for all of my productivity. So for calendar, for tasks, for all those sorts of things. And this was based on Todd Maffin coming on the show saying, oh, I do everything in Gmail. It's perfect for everything. So I thought I'd give it a try because my email client has started to disappoint me, the one on the Mac.
Postbox.
And I used it, and I got you on it. And it seemed so good early on. But it was just, it wasn't a marriage that was going to last forever. Because it didn't hold up.
It worked fine on my machine at home. It got very explody on the one at work.
Yeah.
And it would just blow up.
If you got a lot of email. Anyway, so I moved over, and I've been living in Google in Gmail, and it's working pretty well. But I'm realizing that the more that I use their family of product, the better it is. But I use Evernote all the time, but I'm gonna take a look at Google Keep. It looks pretty good. I'm a big fan of Evernote.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had enough time to play with it to really see how it compares. It seems a little bit simple at this point compared to Evernote, but it was just announced today, so I thought it would be topical.
It does. I gotta give it to you. I didn't even hear about it. And why does Google do this? Why do they release some things so quietly and then other things so loudly?
I think it's their, that 20% thing that they have with their employees. They get to work on these little projects, and they sort of bubble up to the surface, and then they sort of get silently launched. And it's like a soft launch of anything, right? And they just sort of put it out there, and the people that know will find it, and those that don't will find it from their friends.
Maybe
on
they
the
had,
show.
Promoted it through Google Plus, so all 15 people would.
We all have tons of friends on Google Plus, but none of us look. Do you ever spend any time on Google Plus, Rebecca?
I do. It's good for promoting my blog posts.
Because it, but it's because of the SEO. As soon as you put anything in Google Plus,
yeah, that's true.
Okay, I got a question for everybody.
SEO magic.
We're going to be completely. We're going to go off the App Wednesday thing. When Google Glass comes out, are you going to buy a pair? Are you?
I saw them in South by
Southwest. And what did you think?
They're pretty cool.
They're pretty cool. So, for the listeners who don't know, Google Glass.
That was almost a breathless.
Yeah,
it was a breathless.
It's actually kind of awkward. I was wondering if you could move to the side. We're on video, and John blushed.
Yes.
But yes. You should blush if you like them, because there's got to be some massive concerns about Google Glasses, because we've seen an erosion of privacy. Google Glasses have they've got basically a camera built into the side of the glasses, which you don't know if it's on or off, and then you use voice activation to manage it all. But where does privacy go? You know,
face recognition and everything else.
It's got all those sorts of things, and it's talking in your ear saying, that's Steve Dotto if you don't recognize the face, or, you know, and take a picture, or, what you know, start recording before you go into a meeting, and you don't know. You know, I guess you can do some of that stuff with a phone today and with, other kind of, hidden stuff. But here, these glasses, Google is hoping are going to become ubiquitous. We're going to be using them all over. They are very beneficial, as you're looking at a piece of artwork, it tells you that's a Monet, this kind of stuff. There's some incredible benefits that will be there.
Absolutely, there's huge benefits to it, but there's also so much going on in your eyelid that the people around you, like there's, four of us around a table right now. If I had Google Glasses on, you wouldn't know what I could be looking at porn while I'm talking to you, right? Like, you wouldn't know. And
oh, we'd know. I'm pretty sure
we'd
know.
Yes, we would.
I'm blushing again.
You might want to take a different example next time you discuss it.
Yes, especially with you. But the thing is this distractedness. I mean, Rebecca and I spent a lot of time at dinner and stuff like that, and we're not opposed to each other being on our phones and things like that. But there's some people that don't like smartphones interrupting real life. And so glasses make it even more there. But it's subtle.
It's much more subtle,
right? As opposed to just sort of, looking at your phone down here underneath the table, your glasses are always on. You could be looking at them having a deep conversation, but you're checking the sports scores or doing whatever.
And we don't multitask. As we get older, we don't multitask well. And they're just an invitation to multitasking. Yeah. So there, but now, did you try them on?
I was not allowed, unfortunately.
You weren't allowed to try them.
No, and the guy was actually kind of a jerk about it. He didn't even let me take a photo of them because he didn't have the same ones that the exact ones that you've seen that Sergey and everybody has had. His were like a newer prototype, and so he was really cautious about it. But I saw the little thing on his eyeball, and everything was.
What if you combine Google Glass with a dating app, and you're walking down the street?
Yeah.
No, maybe no.
I don't want to talk about that. Because I'm pretty sure that there's just no good that can come from that.
No, probably
it
not.
Ends up in porn.
It seems to be your theme today. Okay, so we've got 13 minutes into the show, and we've got one app out, Keep. And it's a brand new app. Art, save us. What have you got, Art? You've been strong. You're a veteran now. You've won three times.
I don't know if this is a mind blower, but I think it's pretty cool. I don't know, and I don't know if originally they thought this is what they were going to plan with it, but it's an app called Every Day, and it's pretty basic. It's kind of a diary / camera app. And I was thinking, both of us, Steve, I'm just throwing you into this. We struggle with our weight, but people say that they love us, but I don't know if I should believe them.
I don't love you right now.
Okay, well, what?
Okay.
Am I making this up?
Okay. Throw me under the bus.
I'm throwing both of us under the bus because we're
a
team.
No, you're not on camera right now. I'm on camera. You're not.
We're a team. So I was thinking that it's a great app. So say you want to force yourself to be accountable for your life, and then you just take a picture of yourself every day, and then you have a start point. And I think a lot.
Do you take a picture of yourself naked every day?
No, you could.
Well, if you want to shock yourself into losing weight, that's the way to do it, my friend.
Okay.
That's I can another assure
app.
You of that.
I was surprised Beeler didn't suggest that.
What was that app that we had where you could draw the...
Nudifier.
Nudifier.
Yes. Yeah, where we saw Art and... And Steve, sort of naked.
Well, the reason I found the app was because I was searching and I saw the YouTube of a girl who took a picture of herself every day for like 5 years or something like that. Or actually, it was longer, about 8 years. Mm-hmm. And then they made a YouTube video of it. So she was.
It was
about,
the morphing thing?
Yeah. She was like, I think maybe 12 years old till about 19. And then, yeah, I found this app and I thought it would be a great way to. And also, if say during, you know, November comes around, Movember, if you want to take a picture of your mustache every day for a month, and then you can make a cool video or just watch yourself. I don't know. Anything, any sort of physical change in you.
Every day.
Every day.
It's a diary app for fat people.
Yeah. Hey, you can also take a picture of the food you make every day, and you know, it's there's just a
there's personal. A project on Flickr called the 365 Project.
Yes.
And it sounds like basically a nice tie-in with that, where every day you take a photo and you typically have a theme, and that sounds like a neat way to sort of package. Does it package the video for you at the end, or does it just compile the photos? And...
I don't think this particular app does.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if you remember, like, I do this all the time. I take pictures, and with my photo album, I take pictures all the time, and all of a sudden you've got 600 pictures and you forget there's that one you took on somebody's birthday, and you have to scroll through all your pics to find it. If you know what the birthday is, you go back to March 19th.
Does every day prompt you to take the picture? Because the thing is, you don't want to miss a day. You don't want to forget. So are you being prompted? Don't forget to take your picture today.
No. That you'll have to go by memory.
Or
there's a different app for that.
Probably. There's probably a different app for
that.
Okay. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Okay. Rebecca?
I have Feed. PHEED.
PHEED.
Yep. So it's a live stream. So kind of like... what you would post on Facebook, what you would post on Twitter, and it's an app. But the difference with this is they want you to not only share what you would share on Facebook or Twitter, they want you to express yourself. So post photos, you can post videos, you can have things that are like Google Hangouts on G+. But the major difference is you can monetize your feed. Ooh. So you can make your feed subscribers or your feed readers subscribe to your feed. So for $1.99, you can follow my feed, which, like, you know, thinking of someone like me with Twitter, if I could put a paywall up, I don't know if I would, but to have that option there, so the things that you're making and posting, and you can charge.
I'm just
going
to throw
this
out. Mm-hmm. That's a terrific way to go from 30,000 followers
to,
seven.
I wouldn't
right?
do that,
it's
but
follower
I'm just saying
reduction
that's something
process.
You could do. A lot of celebrities are using it right now as a way of extra income, so people want to see those photos of Paulina Gretzky or of Pink or whoever, and they want to go on and see their Instagram photos or things like that, and they can put up a little paywall.
It looks like Dave Navarro on their main page.
The tattoo, I don't know. But it also has a dislike button. So it's got a little heart button where you can like posts and you can dislike posts.
Yeah, if you're paying for a feed, you should be able to send some hate that way.
Yeah.
That's good. Yep. Okay, feed. Feed for greedy people, for greedy egotists.
Yes.
So we've got a fat person diary app. We have a brand new note-keeping app, and we have a greedy people feed.
That's fat, P-H-A-T.
Yes, P-H-A-T. Yes, everything is P-H. Dave, we'll let you slide in, and then we're going to take a break. What's yours?
I'm pandering to the host. I found a great fishing app.
Dotto.
What?
Oh, gee. Not
Art
fishing as in P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G.
I found a fishing app. What is your fishing app?
It's called Ridiculous Fishing.
Oh, I was going to use that.
Oh,
that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I saw that one. I actually played it for a bit.
I thought of Steve when I saw that, too.
Yeah.
What is it?
You go fishing. You know all about this.
With a shotgun.
You should be able to ace this. That's right. Once you catch the fish, you have to blow them out of the air with a shotgun.
What?
Which, I've been fishing with you. I know this how
That's
it works.
That's catch and destroy. I pretty much practice catch and release.
Oh.
Not releasing
That's
to,
a subtle difference.
Not releasing to eternity. Okay. That is a subtle Ridiculous fishing.
It was a fun game. I had a really good time playing it.
Now, have you booked your fly fishing? Because I know your wife got you fly fishing lessons for your birthday.
No,
have
and
you
she
booked
asked
your lessons?
Me about it again. And
yes.
I'm like,
if you are not welcome back on the show till you've booked your fly fishing lessons. That's okay. Now, that's the way it's going to be, I think.
My mind is all about my next trip, so.
Okay.
Like,
okay. We're
gonna go fishing in Australia.
Are you going to Australia?
I'm going to Australia.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Fly kites.
Yep.
As you're leaving, does Megan say as you leave the house, go fly a kite?
I get it all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah. And I just go, yeah, thanks.
Hey, next time Dave's on, let's switch up the theme music. I know he tried to get you to switch to Seasons in the Sun just to irk me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the Mary Poppins Let's Go Fly a Kite music for Dave. And
do that, I'm going to make sure the camera's on. I'm going to do interpretive dance.
During the break. He'll do that during the break.
That's the dangers of being having video on radio. We're going to take a break. It is the 100th episode of Dottotech. Stick around. We will be right back with more of App Wednesday in just a few moments.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It's been 11 years since Louis Armstrong landed on the moon in 1994, and clearly there are some things I don't know. Take your Ford to a mechanic up the street and you may have the same problem. Ford-trained technicians, on the other hand, really know your Ford, including which tires are best for your Ford, and they won't be undersold on tires. Now get a great deal on tires, including a mail-in rebate of up to $120 combinable with an instant Ford rebate of up to $100 on select tires. And when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Some restrictions apply. Visit your local Ford store or fordservice.ca for details.
You're listening to Dottotech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It is App Wednesday here on Dottotech, and Megan, Dave's wife just sent me an app because there's no room in the studio, and she sent me an app. She wants me to talk about Pillboxy to help remember your medication, which is, I think, directed at you again, Dave. but that's a great idea. Now, I'm just looking at it. So basically, it sends you a reminder. The reminders to remember your medication. That is a tremendous idea. There was a startup company in the States that had a Wi-Fi enabled pillbox, and they were dealing with the insurance people in the States. I don't know if the product ever took off, but the idea behind it was Wi-Fi enabled, and it would let you know when the pillbox was opened. When the top of the pillbox was open, and it was designed especially for the sandwich generation, so that they could monitor their parents taking their medication, and so they could see if the medication was being opened, and it would just send you SMS or text alerts as to when it was being opened, and if it hadn't been opened in a certain delta of time, then you were let know that it hadn't been opened. But it's fairly expensive, as you can imagine. But it's, you know, those sorts of ideas are pretty darn good. So Pillboxy, I'm going to use that as mine today because I have to come up with an app. And the app that I chose to come up with is the Walking Dead app, because I'm so into zombies these days. I don't know why. I started watching The Walking Dead, and I'm fascinated by the concept of zombies. I'm actually disappointed that we can't have zombies to a certain extent because there's so many. Yet.
We talked about Zombie Run before.
Yes, Zombie Run. This is in The Walking Dead. You've watched all The Walking Dead, though, Art, right?
I'm up to date.
See, I'm almost through the third season, and I just don't understand why the guys don't get on a boat. That's what I'm going to do. If there's ever a zombie apocalypse,
the latest the Dawn of the Dead movie with Sarah Pauley, they jumped on a boat.
Yes.
They ran out of food. They ran out of clean water. They end at this dock. And what comes running towards the dock? A bunch of zombies. I don't know where they were. So yep. What are they going to do? They're going to run out of food eventually.
Yeah, but you can fish.
For zombie fish?
And then what?
Well, the zombie fish.
Yeah.
Well, if the fish are zombies, we're screwed. Let's face it.
Well, in one zombie movie with Mila Jovovich, the crows become zombies. So there's no winning.
Yeah, that's based on the game. What's the name of that game?
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil, yeah.
The best zombie movie that I've ever seen is
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Shaun of the Dead. Well, you can't go wrong with Shaun of the Dead.
Nope.
That's an absolute classic.
Go to the bar.
So are we anyways, the Walking Dead app, on just because I wanted to talk about zombies, it's really not that good a game. So I'm going to put myself in last place. John, what's next?
So some friends locally at Pier 1 Networks, they developed this really cool app. It's called Map of the Internet. And what it is a 3D visualization of the internet nodes. And it sounds kind of nerdy and stuff like that, and it is a little bit. But what it has, it gives you the ability to sort of give you an understanding of how the internet works. And it's a free app. And basically, you can see where you are on the internet compared to all the other major servers. You can type in Apple, and you can see how far of a hop it is to Apple.
What was the name of that?
Map of the Internet.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah. But the really cool thing is it shows you, over time, how the internet has grown. They actually have a little chronological slider. So you can see how the internet started off with a few computers, and you can slide the slider, the timeline, up to present day. And
does it start with Al Gore?
There's a big picture of Al Gore at the beginning.
Beginning of the timeline. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of neat things you can do, but you can slide, and they actually extrapolate out to 2020, and you can see how big the internet's going to be. And then you drag back to the beginning of time, and you can click on any of these nodes, and you can see who was on the internet, how their connections are, and it's all this really neat stuff. And if you're into internet or numbers and data and all this stuff, it's just a really fun little app to play around with. And there's a lot of neat little visualizations you can see.
The internet sort of looks like Skynet.
It does. But they have these really cool visualizations.
Wow.
So you can see, you know, the biggest nodes on the internet, you know, Cogent PSI, and then how many hops it is to Vancouver and all this type of stuff. And I just take a look. It's free, and it's a really cool locally made app.
And it certainly makes the internet, by looking at that sort of a graphic representation, it makes it look like an organism, doesn't it?
It does. A living, breathing thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it sort of is.
It is.
Inching to the singularity.
So somebody throws it in the air and hits it with a shotgun, I guess. Okay.
Then we have zombie internet.
That was AOL.
That's right.
That was. Yes. I'd forgotten what it was. Yeah.
I still have a really nice AOL baseball jacket.
Do you?
With a huge AOL logo on the back of it, yeah.
America Online, yes, yeah. Back in the day. It's AOL's still around. Some people still use it.
I'm sure
AOL.
I have those diskettes somewhere in my garage.
Oh, yeah. They were great. They used to come in the mail all the time, right? The 3.5-inch discs. Oh, my goodness.
And you'd get, like a free 2 weeks or something?
Yeah, and then they charge you an outrageous amount just for email. Speaking of an outrageous amount just for email, this is something that I have to look up, but and if anybody knows about it, tweet me and let us know. With the switch from Hotmail to Outlook Mail, one of our listeners wrote me that he wanted to print off his emails to have some hard copy of some email, and Microsoft was going to charge him $100 to.
I would have charged him much more if he'd phoned me and asked that question.
No. The print is disabled in the Hotmail.
Oh.
And so in order to print the emails that were his emails, he's being charged $100. So he sent me a voicemail message, or a voicemail of his talk to technical support, and I haven't listened to it yet. I just got it like 10 minutes before I left home. But that could be a fairly interesting little.
I thought there was a service out there that would do that for you, print your emails for you. I mean, you'd have to give them all your credentials, and they'd go in and then they'd download everything and print it all for you,
and then send it to you by mail.
Yeah.
So there is that card service where you do all your card digitally.
Yep.
And then send the information, and then they mail a real card to the person.
Mm-hmm. There's also services.
For that personal touch.
You get a virtual mailbox, and all your junk mail and bills and all that stuff goes to this thing. They scan them, and then they email you all your bills and all your actual snail mail.
Oh, so it's a physical mailbox.
Physical mailbox.
That you send stuff to, and then they digitize it all and then send it to you.
Yep.
That's a pretty cool service. You don't know what
I can't remember what it's called. A friend was using
that
it when
been
was
your
sort
winner.
Of in between
that
homes.
Would have been your winner if you'd had it, but now you can't. Art,
I haven't stopped playing with this
map of the internet.
Yeah, no,
map of the internet.
Thanks, John.
This one is just this one's basic. It's a game. It's going to be the hottest game I think coming out just because I googled it and people are talking about it. 4 Picks, 1 Word. Has anyone downloaded that yet? 4 Picks, 1 Word.
Yes, my daughter's playing it all the time.
See?
And so is my partner's daughter who's 10, and it's driving me crazy because
it's the
she
thing.
Plays the game. And 4 Picks, 1 Word. So the problem is these kids play the game. What it is, well, you can explain the game.
Yeah, there's essentially 4 pictures, and you have kind of think crossword or jumble word, and you have to connect these 4 pictures with whatever word they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And you get coins, and obviously that's the way they make money. So
Sophie's playing the game, and she's sitting down. We're watching TV, and she's playing the game on her iPad. She's got a nice little new iPad mini. She's all happy. She's playing the game, and so is Emma, my daughter, who's 15. They're playing the game, and they look. They glance at the pictures, and then they turn it to me or to Shannon. And they go, "What's this one?"
Yeah.
And then we, that's dairy. Oh, yep. Okay, I got it. On to the next one. But it is a hot game. It is kind of fun. So you're looking for commonality between 4 pictures. And then,
I played for about a half hour. A couple of them, most of them were fairly easy and straightforward. You just that you figured out by the letters. But when did you get stuck on something? Yeah, that's the fun part, I guess. Mm. And then you have to, you know, if you've got some coins and you can...
Oh, you got to spend it for clues.
Yeah, spend it for clues.
Four picks, one
word.
Four picks, one word. It's a good game. I will give you that. It's a fun game.
Yes, eat it.
But that's not going to win. Rebecca.
I think it's Canada Post ePost that you can get your mail sent to, and you can log in and see everything.
Yeah. Well, you can have all of your billers send information to yes. Canada
oh,
Post.
Oh, to that. Okay.
Yeah, this was a service in the States. My friend was in between jobs and houses at the time, so he needed a service that was stable so he could actually get all his mail from and to and stuff like that. And right. It's like $10 a month or something. Really
it's like
cheap.
Jack Reacher. He has no fixed address.
Exactly.
Yes. I just watched that movie. It was really not that great.
So I have flavor, and it's not spelled how you would think it would be spelled.
It's with a PH?
No, it's an F. F-L-A-Y-V-R. Flavor. And what it does is you give it access to your calendar and to your photos, and it will go through all of your photos on your iPhone and group them by date. So as Art was saying earlier about going through your album and scanning back for photos, if I automatically want to see a little digitized animated album of my Maui photos from August last year, it will automatically put them in a little in a set and
nice.
Add little borders, and everything zooms in and zooms out of the frames, and you can send that and you can upload that then to your Flickr, Facebook, whatever, or email it to yourself.
It's a photo organizer, really.
It is, yeah. So it organizes it by day. You just
kind of like events in iPhoto.
Events in iPhoto. Yes. Yeah, like that. But yeah, it syncs with your calendar, and then with the date the photo was taken, and it kind of groups them so it knows intuitively. You know, what my photos from my one trip are all in this album.
There we go. That's a good one. I like that.
The name, that name Flavor would be great for like an app for Vancouver restaurants because it's F-L-A-Y-V-R.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not.
Y-V-E-R.
And she said, "Why? No, it's YVR.
Is it YVR?
YVR, yep.
Oh, it would be great.
Oh, well, it's taken.
Miss YVR. Miss YVR has it. Good. Dave?
Our internal queen of the blogs at Vision Critical just got back from South by Southwest as well. So I says, what was the coolest app you saw there? And she comes up with this one that was called Light. And it's light with two T's on the end of it. And it basically takes those Vine feeds. Did I get you twice today?
You did.
Oh, man. Oh.
We're just on the same page. Yeah. That's all.
L-I-T-T?
L-I-G-H-T-T.
Okay.
And basically it takes those Vine feeds and just gives you this moving timeline of video all over the world.
I really like it because it's different than Vine.
Yeah.
Because Vine is vertical video hell for me.
Yeah.
Whereas Light, you can actually have other angle, proper aspect ratio video, which I like better.
But yeah, it was fun. I had a bunch of fun. Today at lunch, okay. I'm just sitting there going, woo.
Call me the old guy. What is Vine video?
Vine is like Instagram for video.
Oh, okay.
Twitter's
you got like 4 seconds or whatever.
Six seconds.
6 seconds. Yeah. And it's kind of a interesting interface that's not very intuitive to use the first time, but everyone shoots vertically because that's the only way you can do it. We actually did a lot of Vines in South by Southwest. It was actually quite a lot of fun.
Okay. That's cool. I'm going to have to, I should know about Vine, but I've been too busy doing productivity stuff.
Too busy making money, he says, instead of just sending 6 second videos.
Mine is, I'm coming from left field with this. It's called Dragonbox. It's one of the most expensive apps I will have ever talked about on this show. It's $4.99. It teaches algebra. It teaches you how to do algebra. And it can teach a kid like 10 years old. There's 100 lessons you go through. And by the end of it, they are comfortable with the concepts, the basic principles of algebra. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun as you do it. So you basically do it just by matching different elements. It starts with little animals, like little dragons and stuff like that. And you have to, but basically it teaches you to balance an equation all the time because there's a light side and a dark side to each one. They all have to balance with remainders. And it basically walks you through it, and then they slowly replace the cute little animals with numbers, and then they replace the, then they start adding in the equations, and before you know it, you're actually doing algebra. And it's a painless, 100 lessons you go through. And kids enjoy it. I've tested it out a little bit, and I enjoy it because I'm not very good at algebra. But it's a really good tool.
Where was that when I was in high school?
Exactly. These tools.
Where was the internet?
Kids today.
Actually, where was electricity?
The debate that we constantly had at that point in school was whether or not students would be able to use
calculators.
TI-99 calculators.
Yeah, we're calculators in class. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things around education. I've been doing a lot of education talks lately, so I've been thinking a lot about this. because there's a lot of conversation about exactly how much, in the bring your own device world, how much you should be bringing into the classroom and doing with the technology in the classroom. And I've hearkened back to that exact conversation of calculators. Wait a minute, people aren't going to know how to do math longhand. It's going to cripple them. I'm 50-some-odd years old. I'm not very good at doing longhand math, and it hasn't crippled me because everywhere I look, there is a calculator. And, yeah, nuclear holocaust, except for that, in which case if the sunlight actually stops me, because most of my calculators work just based on sunlight. And at that point there, long math is not my biggest problem. Time for break?
Yes.
Good. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to return with more of App Wednesday here live on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Who says work can't be playful? With the new Microsoft Surface Pro at London Drugs, play with the convenience of a 10.6-inch touchscreen tablet and work with the power of a laptop. The unique clicking keyboard allows you to work and play on the go with a cover that stands up to just about anything. Try the new Microsoft Surface Pro, now available starting from just $8.99, and see where work and play just click at your London Drugs.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
We are celebrating our 100th episode of Dottotech. If you have any apps that you want to let us know about, tweet them out to us. You can send it to @Dottotech. Just put that or put hashtag App Wednesday in the feed, and we've got lots of people monitoring the feed here. We've got three people monitoring the feed here. And is there anything that I should know about by internet? Nobody's really been tweeting too much about it. So get on it. Stop, pull the car off to the side of the road, and tweet us at your favorite app.
They're all playing with that phishing app that I put up there. Which
no, I think everybody.
Or they're stuck on something.
You know
what?
I'm telling you guys right
word.
Now. It's and no pressure. But so far, the leader is Beeler with his map of the internet again. I hate to say it. And in Hathaway, you might actually be banished because both of your apps he claims that he had, and I see no reason not to believe him because he didn't.
I have a Dotto folder on my phone.
You actually do have a Dotto folder
with the two apps that he just mentioned.
He does have a Dotto folder. Good lord!
I store them up for App Wednesday.
It's called Dotto. It's a folder. I think that's really disturbing.
He wins forever.
Flattered.
Good. Okay, so John, we're back to you.
All right. So this isn't a new app, but having just got back from South by Southwest, this is something I used constantly to keep in touch with my Vancouver peeps that were in Austin, and it's called GroupMe.
Your what?
Peeps.
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 Those little sugary candies?
Yes. It's Easter, right?
Do you have a bunch of chickens as your friends?
Okay. Yes. So what GroupMe is basically it's a chat channel app. And it's free, and you can basically invite people into it either with their cell phone or a smartphone. It's on all platforms. And so we had a South by Southwest YVR chat channel, and so we could all say, well, hey, we're all at this place having dinner, or okay, we're going to this party, that kind of thing. And then everybody gets the notifications, and you can post photos and all this. It's all like a little private little chat room that works.
What was that one called?
It's called GroupMe.
GroupMe, because yeah. I was I have a similar one that I was going to talk about today as well, and I just got to look up the name of that one right now. But it's called GroupMe. I like this idea. So yep, you can set up a virtual chat room instantly.
Yes, and yes. The really cool thing is, you know, you don't need to have a smartphone. If you have, I mean, who doesn't have a smartphone? But you could just get text messages. You get push notifications as well, mm-hmm, and so we were able to have a constant dialogue and sort of keep tabs on what, you know, where the good parties were or what talks were going on that people wanted to see, and you know what time we're going to meet for dinner, that type of thing. And it worked really well, and it's all free. And at South by, they even had grilled cheese sandwiches for us.
GroupMe,
the GroupMe tent had grilled cheese sandwiches.
The only thing with that is I signed up for that using my cell phone number. So I immediately got a flood of like 20 to 30 text messages while, yes, roaming in the USA.
Yes. Ooh,
so for that, and I tried to turn airplane mode on and they just kept flooding through because they were already kind of in the queue.
Yeah.
So yeah, be careful with the phone.
And then costing you one of those Rogers bills of $2,000.
We'll see.
Did you use Roam again down at
I South? Did. Yeah. Yes. I used it. I actually had Roam and a T-Mobile SIM in my Nexus 4, but the Roam just worked. And
yeah. So GroupMe, it sounds good. There's another very good one, which I would like to compare it to, called Today's Meet, which sets up a virtual chat space and a virtual room. I don't know if it has quite all the bells and whistles regarding the text messaging and stuff, but it does create an instant little chat room, which is a great idea. We should use that. We should use something like that for the show. If we thought anybody was listening, we might do that, because it would be disturbing to have nobody except ourselves posting in it. But
the thing I like about GroupMe too, though, is that you can post photos too. So yes. We were able to post a photo of where we were or what we're eating. You know, come have some of this, that type of thing. And you can't do that just with text.
Because it really is all about the free food at South by Southwest.
That wasn't all free, but
that was the first thing out of Rebecca's mouth.
The deep fried pickles were not free, but they were awesome and they were worth the $7.
Pickles, oh.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Megan likes those too.
We'll probably be going for deep fried pickles as we celebrate the show after we wrap things up today. I think we might. We typically do when we do the show live. That's a good one. Good one. I like those virtual chat rooms, instant chat rooms. Art.
This one's a basic one. I'm all about
way to sell it.
Thank you. Well, people love sports, and nobody ever talks about sports apps on this show. So
it's fishing.
That's not a sport.
Isn't it an Olympic sport?
For what country?
Fishing is a sport. My son went to the World Fly Fishing Championship.
It hasn't caught on.
It's not a great televised sport, but there are world championships in fishing. It is a sport.
And who's the leader country in this Olympic sport?
Believe it or not, in the fly fishing world, the Italians and the French are unbelievable.
Hmm.
The Italians. Because they have to... But anyways, it's...
Do they have jerseys?
Yes.
Is this where we make a joke about the basilica?
Is there a joke about the basilica?
I don't
know.
All right. Well, I don't think the Sportsnet app follows that.
I don't
that.
Think our 100th episode is going to be one that we're going to want to...
Well, we have it on video, and I'm recording it, too, so don't worry. Sportsnet, I am a huge hockey pool fan. I signed up for 3 this year, and for some reason, it's my OCD thing. I love to know, as soon as somebody scores, who gets the assists, who gets the goals, so I can find out. Because I was, in the first couple weeks, I was the first place on all my hockey pools. Right now I'm second place in a couple of them and last place in one. But it's nice to know where I'm at any moment. And if you want to know instant scores because you're a crazy hockey fan, sports fan, football fan, Sportsnet just redid their app. And it's slicker, cooler, and it's one of the fastest updaters, I think, of all the sports. I follow Fox, Net, ESPN, and TSN, and I think it's almost as fast for the NHL scores. Sportsnet is almost as fast as
NHL. So it's the Sportsnet one that you recommend?
Yes.
Because I like the score. I use the score.
I was using the score for a while, but I still feel that Sportsnet is the fastest.
Okay. So that's the one you're going to go for?
Yep.
Okay. You're just giving it up, aren't you?
That's it.
Okay, the score. No, Sportsnet.
Sportsnet.
Sportsnet app. Okay. Sportsnet. Okay, Rebecca.
For sports apps, actually, I use Yahoo Sportacular because Siri uses it. So you can ask Siri on your phone, Whitecaps games, and it will come up and give you the latest scores or a roster of the team or whatever team you ask Siri about.
How do you spell Sportacular?
Sportacular, I think how you would... You can ask Siri. It's just Sport, A-C-U-L-A-R, so Sportacular.
Okay.
But it came up because I asked Siri a question. I think I said... I named like a hockey player, like Henrik Sedin or something. And the answer comes up where it says the whole roster of the team. It says the scores of the last game. And then there's a little eye icon and you click on that and it says get Yahoo Sportacular. So it's kind of synced in there.
Ah, you just been served, Art.
I'll have to check it.
Yeah, you do it right now.
I will. You can watch a game and within about 60 seconds, Sportsnet will update the score.
Okay.
After a goal. I'm serious. It's the fastest.
Are you getting the... Bud, is it the Budweiser?
I haven't bought
the Wi-Fi light.
I would like.
Yeah,
I love the idea of that. I just don't like the price.
How much is it?
It's like $150.
Okay, I'm not going to get
that. And so every time a goal is scored, you tell it when your home team is.
Yep, and then it'll light up
something like that up. Can't you, John?
I'm sure I could. Yes.
There we go.
Something that, an Arduino thing. You just tink it.
Okay.
Piece of cake.
That's good. Yeah, I thought they would be giving that thing away for free as they were advertising. It's $150. Wow.
They never said it's free.
I know, but I just assumed it was free. Because the beer people give
you could probably get it free.
I don't want it.
If you get one for free, you
I'm a Canuck fan. How often are they scoring
cases.
These days?
Yeah, really.
Like the battery's going to last for years. the only worst ones are the Leaf fans. They just it's just life is sad for them. Okay, do you want to use Yahoo Sportacular as your pick because you just riffed off of Art's thing. You can do something else.
I don't have much else. I don't have a Dotto folder.
She came here to make one. Came here for the conversation.
I sure did. Yeah, and it's been really dirty so far, I have to say.
Bueller's blushing again. Did he blush the whole time down at South by Southwest?
Only when he had the Google Glass on. Yeah.
He didn't get it on.
Oh.
Oh, stop it, everybody. Just grow up. Am I the only mature one here?
No.
Yeah, apparently.
So I have the Vancouver Public Library app. Has anyone discussed that?
You did that before.
I did? Did I really? No.
No. Oh, no, you did the...
I've done parks apps.
No, you did the BC Liquor Store app. Sorry, they're easy to confuse.
Liquor store in the library.
Vancouver Public. What's the Vancouver Public Library?
It's great. It's just VPL. It's the VPL. Vancouver Public Library app, and so you can sync it with your library card. It will let you know what books you have out and when they need to be returned, and if you have any fees. And there's a little scan feature on it. So if you're out and about and you see a cool book, you just go scan ISBN, and it
that's a cool idea. And then you recommend it.
Yeah, and it lets you know which branch has that in.
That's cool. Now, does it work at all with their digital editions?
Yes, ebooks and audiobooks they have on here as well.
And can you download them directly? Can you sign them out directly from the app?
I don't know. I'm checking.
That would be pretty slick.
Here's a tip for the future. If you talk about an app, that Steve might ask you some
questions.
The sports. Well, your sports thing is up there.
Okay.
Yahoo Sporttacular is a winner. It's up there in the it's. Neck. We really should set up some sort of system for the public to vote on these, as opposed to just having me arbitrarily decide who wins.
Well, I think the person with 40,000 Twitter followers might get the vote skewed towards her way. I'm not saying who it is.
I won't say what it's for. I'll just say,
go vote here now.
She had 40,000 until she tried to charge them $2 to follow her.
That's not my idea.
Now they know that she's thinking about charging them. They're all going, Rebecca.
You're killing me.
Dave, what have you got?
I got an app with a great name.
Okay.
It's called TripTease.
Oh, I saw that.
TripTease. Okay.
And what it basically is, it's kind of like, what's that big travel app that I can't...
Travelocity?
Nope.
Expedia?
For getting reviews of
Voters?
Places.
TripAdvisor?
TripAdvisor, that's okay. It.
Yeah, that's
it's hard like
to
TripAdvisor,
remember.
Except with great big pictures of colorful places that people have been to.
Okay.
And it breaks it down by categories. So you can just sit there and say, that'd be kind of a neat place to go.
Oh, okay.
And people just go in there, they put their own reviews in, or you can just simply go and explore. It's nice.
Good one. TripTease. And I'm going to go back to a game because just it's monopolized my time. And it's free right now because they must be coming out with a new version, but Plants vs. Zombies. It's and I know it's old school.
I blame you because I didn't have it on my iPad, and then you talked about it, and I was like, what did I do? And now I'm of course when I put it on my iPad, it's starting me all over from the beginning, right? So
yeah, but it's not that hard to get through it.
No, it's not that hard to get through.
But it's one of those Art, you would like it because it is a tower defense game basically.
Plants versus zombies.
Yeah, so you got these plants that
I'm
the zombies
Art
try
has
and
never
come through your
it.
Backyard, and the plants you set up plants like poison plants. And chomping plants and plants that
zombies don't eat
fire
plants,
peas.
Though.
No, the plants eat the zombies.
Okay,
the plants are protecting the owners of the house
from
the
zombies. I'm stuck on Jewel Mania. I've been stuck on that game for 2 months now. It's driving me nuts. And there's no end to Jewel Mania.
There's no end to any of these games.
Ugh.
I'm still playing my plane pixel.
Your airplane,
yeah,
plane. Okay,
stupid airplane game.
Okay, I'm going to go with Plants vs. Zombies, but we're going to get to people that are really working hard on this show, and that's John. John, what do you got?
I have a very cool app for setting up your home theater system. It's called THX TuneUp, and it's a free app. And
yes.
If you remember, a couple years ago when you buy a DVD, say something Lucasfilm or something like that, like Star Wars, it would come with a little extra on the DVD where you could go in and tweak all your settings for your HDTV, for your sound system, all that kind of stuff. Now they have an iPad and iPhone app, so you can, if you have your devices connected to your TV through, AirPlay or Apple TV or even a direct connection.
It's $199.
Is it? Oh, it was free when I got it, when they launched it.
I see.
But you can go in and you actually set up your equipment. And so it knows what equipment you have. And then you can go through a bunch of different steps to configure. And it'll do the little sound check where it hits all the, your 6.1 surround sound speakers. Mm. And you can tweak and adjust and try to get the optimal settings for watching movies.
Did you set up your home with it?
I have not yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna do mine this weekend though. With
this looks like a this looks like something that we should get Demera back on the show to test out.
He must have this by now.
Oh, I'm sure he does, but it's not analog, and so he's not happy with it. He goes, wait a minute, I do it with a tuning fork. Ding.
That's right.
And, okay. That's,
and a proper decibel meter. And
that's good. That's I think you were talking about this one a couple of weeks ago, and it was in your reserve bin.
Yeah, I think it was when Paul was on, actually, and yeah. We just never got to it.
Got it.
I wasn't sure if I'd already talked about it or not.
You might have won that month if you used it.
But. We need to take one more break, don't we?
Yes, we do.
One. So let's take the break now, and then we'll come back with more App Wednesday on the 100th episode of Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Hey, British Columbia, Martin Short here. Lay's wants you to do us a favor and create the next great chip flavor. And you could win $50,000 plus 1% of your flavor's future sales.
Okay, how about Smoky Stampede Beef Brisket?
Uh-huh, interesting.
Bro, I got one. Smoked half-pipe salmon flavor.
And that's a much. So grab a bag of Lay's for some flavor inspiration and enter your idea at lays.ca/flavor today. No purchase necessary. Closes April 15th, 2013.
Who says work can't be playful? With the new Microsoft Surface Pro at London Drugs, play with the convenience of a 10.6-inch touchscreen tablet and work with the power of a laptop. The unique clicking keyboard allows you to work and play on the go with a cover that stands up to just about anything. Try the new Microsoft Surface Pro, now available starting from just $8.99, and see where work and play just click at your London Drugs.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
It is App Wednesday. We have a stellar group of guests, including Rebecca Woolwit, John Beeler, David Hathaway. Megan is also throwing in the odd thing. She's sitting in keeping Art company, and of course Art Factor in the little glass box. Art, I believe it is your turn.
It is my turn. I'm torn because I just was handed a suggestion from Megan.
Yeah,
and she suggests, so if you don't like it, it's her fault. Vancouver City Minute.
Vancouver City Minute? What is that?
Vancouver City Minute might be challenging Miss 604 for what's going on in this city. It encompasses a bunch of things. News, weather, sports, all localized. I'm not sure who updates it, but it's kind of like everything you need or everything you might want to need when it comes to Vancouver.
Vancouver City Minute. Okay.
Vancouver. So I'm just speaking in her. If you like it, that's mine.
And that's your job, isn't it, Rebecca, is to keep people informed. But you don't deal with mundane. You deal with just the cool stuff that happens.
I'm not so much news, traffic, and weather.
Yeah.
It's cool history stuff and events and community.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you're about the interesting things, the things that make life worth living. Yes. Good. And you're up.
Oh, I'm up. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I was just looking at that app. Like, I have to
that's
spend
the thing
more
about
time
it,
on that
everybody,
one.
Everybody checks out all the apps as well.
Well, we're talking about games, so I'm going to say Clay Jam.
Clay
Jam is my favorite game right now, and I've wasted so much time on it.
Oh,
essentially, there's this world made of clay, so it's really cute animations that's like claymation. And there's several worlds in this universe. They're made of clay, and they get torn down by a monster, and you have to go around and collect more clay by rolling down a hill and squashing these other monsters, and it's so fun.
Sounds awesome.
Clay Jam.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how these games just bring us in and make
black
us
hole of time suck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and if we had the time to give back to being productive, I don't know whether we would be though. I don't know whether it's these things are it's a type of meditation. You know, that's one of the things I noticed. Art was talking about the Bejeweled game that he plays, and I do the Bejeweled sometimes.
Jewel Mania.
Bejeweled Blitz. I play the 1 minute one, and when I played that, sometimes I'd be laying in bed and I'd be playing. I know you're not supposed to do this stuff before you fall asleep because it stimulates the brain, but the funny thing is that as I play a game like that, it's mindless. It frees up a part of your mind, and I have memories from when I was like 7 years old. I'll remember something, and it just kind of brings these things back unbidden. They're not weeping. Oh my God! I know why I'm the way I am. But it's just, you know, I'll suddenly remember, you know, what a street corner looked like, or the color of my friend's house, or you know, a visit on somebody's porch or something like that. I'll remember these memories that are just kind of unlocked because of the relaxation. So it's like a form of meditation.
When you first got nailed in dodgeball.
Yes. You can dodge a wrench.
Thought that was going somewhere else.
You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball. The classic.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. It's such a funny movie. Dave.
I've been using an app that I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. It looks like it's called Hojoki.
Okay.
And what it basically does is it aggravates all your traffic to, say, your Dropbox account, your Twitter account, your Facebook account. I actually had a great big list.
How do you spell Hojoki?
H-O-J-O-K-I.
Hojoki.
Hojoki. And basically what it does is it emails you a list first thing in the morning of all the activity across all your accounts. I have a bunch of people that are uploading backups for websites into my shared Dropbox account. I get an email that just tells me about it every morning.
Oh.
So I don't necessarily have to go in and check it, but it's... Yeah, most of the ones that are in there are specifically that. But it will tell you about your Dropbox activity, tell you about your Trello, it'll tell you about, it looks like about 30 different apps in here. Google Calendar, Google Contacts, Pinboard, Pinterest. And it just sort of keeps track of it so that you can look.
It's an amalgamator of activity on some of your accounts.
Right. For the Dropbox, I no longer have to go and check, hey, did that backup actually run? I can just, you know, check the thing first thing in the morning, go, okay, all those backups ran.
Okay, yeah. That's a good one.
Not a huge winner, not terribly exciting, but it has been really handy.
Hojoki. For my final one, and Megan tweaked me on this one too, and it is one that an app that actually I have installed and I know quite well. It's called Vancouver in Time, since we are doing colloquial stuff today. Vancouver in Time is a photo app where you go to any street corner, or you go through it, and it has a photo of a street corner today, and then it's got a timeline, and it takes the same perspective, and it goes back in time. And so sometimes there's three or four photos, so you can look at, say, the corner of Carol and Hastings, and you look at that little square there, and then you go back 50 years, back 120 years, depending on when they find the different photos from that era. Very, very, very cool. And do we have a time for a lightning round, Art, or should we start?
I think so.
Okay, a lightning round. John, do you have one more?
I have one more. It's an Android app. I just found this yesterday. It's called Open Signal, and it is a pretty cool little diagnostic thing where it shows you things like how strong your Wi-Fi signal is. You can do speed tests on your connection speeds. Within your house.
Oh, that would be useful.
And also within cell phone.
Yeah, okay.
And so you can see how far away the nearest cell tower is and the signal strength. You can do things like set data logs so you can see how much data you have left in your plan before your next billing cycle. Just a lot of really detailed information about your coverage map and things like that, and all kinds of different things for the cell phone side, as well as the data and the Wi-Fi. So, cool. And it's free.
Okay. Open Signal. Art?
Too bad it's Android. Moving on. Penultimate.
Oh, okay. Fine.
What? It's
been there, done that. Go ahead.
Well, I just recently downloaded it, and somebody on our Twitter suggested it also.
It is an awesome note-taking app.
Yeah, so if you aren't so fast with the typing and you just want a notepad and you don't have a piece of paper and a pen, there is now an app called Penultimate where you can write down ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, on your iPad. It's great. And it also
works as
a great PDF reader. You can open PDFs. You can annotate PDF documents. It works very well from those perspectives, too, which is really... So if you've got notes to take, if you open a PDF document of a dot and you can highlight things, you can add notes into the margin, those sorts of things. But you were going to tell us that, weren't you?
I was, until you rudely interrupted me.
Rebecca, we have 1 minute and 30 seconds.
My final app is FreshBooks. I have a small business, so I use FreshBooks Accounting. You can get an app for your phone, so it will show you all your invoices, projects, clients. And if you have an expense, if I just had a business lunch, I can take a photo of my receipt and add it as an expense right away.
FreshBooks is very cool. Now, do you flow it into like a QuickBooks or anything, or do you just stay in FreshBooks?
I just stay in FreshBooks, and I send the CSV files to my accountant, and we're good.
Okay, good for you. David, final one.
I was going to talk about Mailbox, but
okay,
unfortunately, we're still waiting to get into Mailbox.
Yes.
Except with the exception of, say, Megan, who's actually into Mailbox already. But, yeah, where are you at,
Steve? I'm 74,000 away.
I'm 63,000 away.
I'm counting down very quickly. This is the iPhone Mailbox, the mail application, which you had to get on a waiting list. I'm actually 72,000.
So I've been waiting about 5 weeks for this now. So it better be really good.
Yeah, it is. But they just got sold to Dropbox for $100 million or something.
Way too much money.
And so now we've got 30 seconds to go. Who wins? What do you think, Art?
That's up to you. I can't.
I know it's up to me.
That's like asking.
And everybody's staring at me. I'm just looking at the list.
I brought you a fishing app.
That's not
map of the internet.
No. Ridiculous Fishing is not
four
the
picks,
winner.
One word. It's the hottest game.
I would go Ridiculous Fishing number one, Map of the Internet two.
Map of the Internet's the winner.
Best app number three. And
map
all
of the Internet. Map of the Internet, I'm calling it. With and that's it. That's 2 weeks in a row. We have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for the 100th episode of Dotto Tech. We will see you next week. Have a good one.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.